嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph. There are many English words that I take for granted that I assume only have one or two meanings, but when I actually think about them, there are some that are more complicated than I would assume.
没有错了，今天要和大家聊的是小词大用，感觉好久都没有做这个了。前两天讲一堂这个阅读课文章里面的时候，碰到一个小词，然后觉得很有必要和大家来聊一聊它。
So I guess the word that I will choose for today will be snap.
Snap, S-N-A-P. 如果大家想要查看这一期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
So when I say the word snap, what is the first idea that pops into your mind?
I would definitely say Snapchat, but I guess you don't use that app. Do you know it?
Of course I don't use that, but because I'm American, yeah, I know what it is. And I'm guessing that the root of thisApp name Snapchat has to do with taking a picture. Snap a picture.
没错，因为这个 snap 呢，它有一个拍照的意思，是一个非正式的表达。然后呢 ，chat 是一个聊天的意思，因为这个 Snapchat 它也有社交的功能嘛，所以这就是这个软件名的由来。
So an example for using this word as a verb for a picture would be, she snapped a picture of me and Sonia.
就说他拍了一张我和 Sonia 的合照，注意这个介词 of, a picture of 是指这个照片里面有谁谁，所以是拍了一张我和这个 Sonia 的合照。
The most basic meaning is possibly the verb snap, which would mean to break with a sudden sharp noise.
这个词呢，其实它最基本的含义啊，可以说是这个，就是做动词表示啪嗒一声或者咔嚓一声的这个折断、断裂或者崩断，比如说 the wind snapped branches and power lines, 就是大风呢让这个树枝和电线都折断了。
Alright, to snap something in half or to snap something in two, the teacher snapped the chalk in half and gave me a piece.
比如说我们讲 snap the chalk in two, 就是把粉笔折断成两截。
And then another verb for snap would be to say something quickly and in an angry way, like, what do you want? She snapped.
这个用法其实和 say 挺像的，只不过这个时候呢，就不是平静的说了，而是厉声的说，怒气冲冲，没好气的说。比如说 don't just stand there, she snapped. 就别光傻站着呀，怒。
You can also say snap at someone, which means the same thing. Example?
就比如说 she snapped at Jasper for no reason, 就是她无缘无故的凶这个 Jasper, 没好气的朝他说话。
And if you aren't saying someone quickly and angrily to someone, you're just doing something quickly and possibly angrily. This is also the verb snap, to suddenly stop controlling your anger and then just letting it all out at one time.
下一个意思就是情绪失控或者说崩溃忍不住了。 Can I say my patience finally snapped?
Well, like I said before, anything breaking quickly and suddenly, yeah, your patience just breaking, snap.
就是我的耐心呢一下就没了，叫做突然暴躁，又想到了可怜的 Jasper.
The stress began to get to her, and one morning, she just snapped.
就是说她压力太大了，然后呢一天早上她突然之间就控制不住，情绪失控了。
And the next one I can think of is also a quick motion, but this would be with your fingers. If I snap my fingers, do you know what that means?
我猜就打响指嘛 make a sound with your thumb and second finger. I'm not good at this, can you?
Yeah, but my left hand snaps better than my right hand.
Okay, 这个就是打响指的意思 snap one's finger, 这个大家注意一下。
And most people will snap their fingers when something exciting happens. So, thinking about excitement, the next one I can think of is, oh snap.
Oh snap. Is it like, shit?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
If you're excited, something happens, a polite way to say shit instead of saying it would just be snap.
就是那个 oh shit. 稍微礼貌一点，稍微这个文雅一点的说法，你可以讲 oh snap.
And the final one that I can think of is snap out of it.
这个通常是用来安慰别人摆脱某种不好的状态振作起来，比如说你安慰人家的时候可以讲 Come on, snap out of it, it's not a big deal.
Something kind of like if you're daydreaming or worrying and suddenly, again, have to stop snapping out of it. Come on, snap out of it. losing that money isn't the end of the world.
Okay, or snap out of it, there's plenty more fish in the sea. Do you know how do you say this in Chinese?
No.
天涯何处无芳草。
So, girls are 芳草?
Yeah, you can say that. 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。好，那今天 “snap” 这个词呢，小思大用就和大家聊到这里了。我是卡拉
，and I'm Joseph。
我们下期再见吧。
Goodbye。